CD 1, track 26.
I don't think there's any doubt that the way we live now, we have to change somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to end up with no water, with no heating, with nothing if we don't change the way that we all live. So I think the point that he's making about homes being smaller so that we can afford to heat them and to have water for them and, you know, different furniture and things like that is a really great idea.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I think rich people will always be able to buy big houses. It'll only be the poor people, perhaps, who get smaller and smaller houses as we run out of space.
You think rich people won't give up their swimming pools for anything?
Well, not necessarily their swimming pools, but there'll always be rich footballers who can afford to buy massive houses. I don't think that's going to change.
I think maybe having lived in Hong Kong and places that don't have as much space is that you realise suddenly how little space you really do need, and that, you know, things like tabletops being used as computer screens as well isn't so out of the realms of possibility.
No, I think that's true. I mean, countries that don't have much space certainly will need to think about how they use that space and might need to build smaller and smaller homes. But I think the people who have the money for the homes will definitely continue to buy massive houses.
I mean, I can't imagine that anyone will ever give up their cars. I can't see a future where there's definitely fewer cars or definitely fewer people moving around like that. I can't ever imagine that happening. Can you?
No, I can't really. I think people will just have to develop new fuels. For example, hydrogen's being used to run cars.
Yeah.
You've got an increase in the number of electric cars. And I think governments will just have to develop, you know, filling stations for electricity instead of petrol.
Yeah, these things don't tend to happen unless you've kind of forced into them. You know, if you're given the choice between a flashy car or an electric car, you're never going to choose the cheap option. You're always going to go for the nice one.
Yeah, this idea about fish tanks that will provide fish to eat and produce fresh vegetables, I can't see this happening at all. I mean, people keep fish as pets, but I can't see them growing quickly enough to keep in your kitchen and then have for dinner.
It's hard to imagine a load of tropical fish in your kitchen that your kids pick out and eat.
Yeah, I agree.
But there are things that are around already, like fridges that you can send messages to from your mobile phone to...
Can you?
Yeah, that you can tell them what you want them to order from online supermarkets and things like that. You know, it knows when you're running low on things.
Cool.
I haven't heard of it being able to tell you when it's about to go out of date, but it sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the thing about robots being more common in the future, I think that's probably right. I mean, you know, they already have the little vacuum cleaners that run around your living room cleaning it for you.
Yeah.
So I think they'll be developed further.
It seems hard to imagine, but I don't think any of us anticipated what kind of things we'd already all have in our homes. You know, having a computer in every home was unimaginable at one point. So you never know where we're going to end up.
No, you don't.